Britain's House of Commons today backed Tony Blair on Iraq by a vote of 393 to 199. A majority in the House of Commons for Prime Minister Blair was never really in doubt. Most Labour MPs, whatever their personal thoughts on Iraq, stood by their party's leader, and many Conservatives supported him too. But those 199 dissenters included many Labourites, making this the biggest parliamentary rebellion against him from within the ranks of Labour. Some of the rebels, like Labour MP George Galloway, faulted Blair for what they see as his subservience to the Bush administration.
There is no doubt in any member on this side of the House, however much they protest, in their hearts that this born-again, right-wing, Bible-belting, fundamentalist Republican administration in the United States wants war. But they can't have their war without the support of Great Britain. The vast majority of people in Great Britain are against the war. We know that to be true. We're asking the Parliament to reflect it. We have a great opportunity here this evening. I hope my friends won't throw it away.
John Kampfner is political editor for the British magazine The New Statesman. And Mr. Kampfner, first, is George Galloway typical of Labour rebels on this issue?
No, he isn't. He's well known as being an apologist for Saddam Hussein. He's been to Baghdad several times, and he argues from a position that Saddam is either beleaguered or misunderstood. But, I mean, he does reflect opinion in the country and in the Labour Party to a certain extent, and that is, number one, there is a visceral hostility towards George W. Bush. It's misinterpreted, I think, in the U.S. as anti-Americanism. Tony Blair would privately admit that there is very strong anti-Bushism, and that's something he has to deal with. I mean, the debate was very wide-ranging, and people did offer a number of views as to why they regard Tony Blair's position as being flawed.
But of those 199 votes against Blair on his Iraq policy, the majority would be from the Labour Party, I assume. Is that a comment on his leadership and on his strength today in Britain?
Well, it is certainly by far the biggest rebellion in Tony Blair's 6 years of his premiership. It is big, and it is bigger than commentators and government ministers were anticipating. And therefore, it will come as a great shock and a great discomfort for them. Tony Blair will publicly try to dismiss it as saying, well, the vote wasn't technically on whether or not we should go to war. It was more symbolic. But it will be hard to dismiss it because a very large number of Labour MPs has voted against. And we saw only 10 days ago somewhere between 1 and 2 million Britons marching in the biggest protest for many years. So he has a lot of work to do.
I just wonder whether one might not be able to make the argument that Mr. Blair's glass is half full. It seems that British public opinion is no more in favor of war than opinion on the continent is. And yet somehow with his own party leading the opposition, if anyone is, he manages to prevail in a vote in the House of Commons.
There is a curious irony when it comes to public opinion, and that is in those countries where the leaders in Europe have been most staunchly supportive of George Bush, public opinion is most strongly against that line in Britain, in Spain, in Italy. And all those governments are having a considerable problem. Now, ultimately, they've done their own homework. They know their own priorities, and they regard antagonizing the public as less of a problem than antagonizing the U.S. administration. And so Tony Blair will try to dismiss what's happened now and continue in his staunch support for George Bush, but it will be difficult for him.
Thank you for talking with us.
Pleasure.
John Kampfner, who is political editor of the British magazine, The New Statesman.